Grammar. Here are two grammar issues most business writers have trouble with. Note, all grammatical rules discussed here have exceptions and complex forms. Number 1. Subject-verb agreement. Singular subjects go with singular verbs, and plural subjects go with plural verbs. The singular form of most subjects contain the suffix s or es. The opposite is true for verbs. It's the singular verbs that end with s. Note, though, that some subjects have unusual plural forms. Example, medium, media, man, men, etc. Number 2. Verb tenses. Modern English has 6 tenses, each of which has a corresponding continuous tense. The first 3, present, past, and future, are less problematic. The other 3 tenses, perfect, past perfect, and future perfect, are formed with the helping verbs have, has, and had. Perfect tense is used to express an event that happened in the past, but still has an effect on the present. Example, Mr. Michael Johnson has managed this company for the past 5 years. Past perfect tense is used to express an event that took place before another action, also in the past. Example, Mr. Myers had been sitting on a meeting when the client called. Future perfect tense is used to express an event that will have taken place at some time in the future. Example, I will have finished by 10 p.m. In business writing, there are standard tenses used depending on the type of document you are writing. Business cases, to be discussed in a later module, may be written in past or future tense depending on whether the purpose is to discuss how a project was executed or propose how it would be executed. Verb tenses can also vary within the same business document. The organization overview section of a proposal may be written in perfect tense, while the financial projection section written in present tense.